for today. We're about to start Siman Kuf Lamed Beis, or maybe we just began Kuf Lamed Beis. But before we begin Kuf Lamed Beis, just wanted to learn with you a little Orach HaShulchan at the beginning Kuf Lamed Beis. So we talked about Tachnun, the last thing we discussed. And then the Orach HaShulchan says as follows, V'achar Chatzi Kaddish, after Chatzi Kaddish, right, shorter Kaddish, after Tachnun, Yomru Ashrei V'lam Natseach, Yanko. So we say Ashrei, say Lam Natseach, Uvol Etzion V'Atah Kaddosh. We say those three things, Ashrei, Lam Natseach, and Uvol Etzion. V'Atah Me Ashrei, why do we say Ashrei? So the Aruch HaShulchan explains, Mishum Damrina V'Resh Brachos, because the Gemara says in Brachos, Kolom Artilo L'Dovi Gimel Pamim, V'Chol Yom Muftach Loshu Ben Olam Habo. Because the Gemara says that if someone says Tila Dug, what we call Ashrei, so then it's certain that the person will go to Olam Haba. Now that does not mean, you know, as we've discussed many of these type of things before, that doesn't mean that a person could go to Las Vegas all the time, as long as they say Ashrei, they'll be safe, right? But again, it's a certain Havtacha. If you do everything right, generally, and say, actually, there's a special protection in Olam Haba. L'chein tiknu b'shachris. So therefore, Chazal, Anshei Knes HaGdol, when they set up tefillah, the Nusach HaTefillah that we have, they set up shnei pa'amim, that we say what we call Ashrei twice in shachris. Why twice? Echad kolam tefillah, one time before Shmon Esrei. The echad l'achar tefillah, and once after Shmon Esrei. Over mincha pamachas, and as you know, when we say mincha, we say Ashrei once. Koma tefila. The kashem shebeshachris yeshnei kedushos levad mekedushos dioser. Because the same way that we have in shachris, we say Ashrei because there are two kedushas. Now, as he points out, the kedusha we say before Shema doesn't count. There's a discussion on halacha whether you could say it be yakin or not. But anyways, it's a different kedusha, the one we say before Shema. Why? She'eino ela sipor echa malachim omrun kedusha. Because, we discussed this a few times, it's only a description of what the malachim do in Shemayim, right? Whereas, in Shmon Esrei, when the Chazan repeats Shmon Esrei, we say in the Kadesh Hashemcha or Narisa or whatever your Nusach is, Keshen Shemayim Yishim Osob Shemayim Aram, right? So we say it like they say it together with us, and then we'll see the one we're getting to, the Kedusha Nuval Etzion, is even on a higher level than that. We'll get that. But there's two Kedushas in Shachris, therefore, Kshem Shachris, they say Yesh Kedushas, Omrim Kedushas, Lachain Yesh Shnei Pa'amim Ashrei B'Shachris. So therefore, for each Kedusha, we have an Ashrei. Uva Mincha Yesh Kedusha Achas. And you know, in Mincha we have one Kedusha. Why? Tignu Pam Achas Ashrei. So therefore, we got an Ashrei there too, because we got a Kedusha in Mincha too. Uva Arvis Leka Kedusha. And in Marav, as we will soon say, there's no Kedusha. Lo Tignu Klau Degam Ashrei Yesh Kedusha So Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So also there's no Kedusha, there's no Ashrei in Marav. What does Ashrei have to do with Kedusha? Answer is that Be'ashrei Yesh Kedusha So Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Deksiv. There it talks about the Kedusha of Hashem because, as we all know, it says Armim HaShem. So Bechoyam Avrachecha Gadol HaShem Dor L'Dor Hadar Kvod Adecha. Right, one after another. All talks about the greatness of Hashem, the Kedusha of Hashem. Bezuzna Rasecha Lehorol Shehu Yisbarach Meroma Malkol Brachol Tehila. To show all those lines in Ashrei, to show that Hashem is way beyond anything and everything. Shezeu inyan kadosh kadosh kolomar kadosh umavdal. It's the same idea as kadosh kadosh, because what's the idea of kadosh? Hashem is kadosh. Hashem is way beyond. Hashem is separated beyond anything and everything. Mikol bruei malo, greater than any angel or anything we could imagine. Kamochom bruei mata. Certainly, when we're talking about humans, Hashem is way. We can't even say that word. Well, we can't even describe it. K'shem shebekedusha omri melo chol ha'aretz kevodo kelomar. In the same way that in Kedusha we say that Hashem fills the entire world, af shehu kadosh u'mavdal, even though Hashem is so distant, so way out there, so far away, Mikom akom lo kol haaretz kavodo. So Hashem is very close. Kamo be'ashrei, we say the same thing in Ashrei. She'im kol gedulo, gado gedulaso, with all of his greatness, hu chanun rachom tov lachol lachol rachamava kom asav. Hashem is benevolent, Hashem is good, Hashem, even though Hashem is so great, so we say the same thing in Ashrei. Hashem is so great, but Hashem is so close to us. As Chazal say, where you see the greatness, you find the greatness of Hashem, ata motza nivuso, you find the anivus, the so to speak, humility of Hashem. Just one more thing. The otam be'ashrei, the fee, shehochonu mazon anefesh b'kriyashma, utfila, the talis, utfilin, uviyuchad Hashem, v'avaso, lachem avakshem ata shiashpia lanu b'chazdo mazon aguf. Because the same way that, the reason why we say Ashrei is because since we plead to Hashem for food and kriyashma and davening and in everything we ask, so and in Talis and Tefillin we have the uniqueness and the oneness of Hashem, and Hashem loves us. So therefore now we ask Hashem rain upon us, bestow upon us His chesed, His kindness. Sheitelanu asachlan seinu beito, as we say in Shema, He should give us food in its proper time. Sheyasmin lechol ish veish de parnasa, so He should give each person his sustenance and livelihood. V'zeu poseach chesedecha. And this is what, of course, we know the crescendo of Ashrei. Poseach chesedecha. V'ashnei pesukim shemosivim kodem Ashrei. Everybody asks this, right? Tilo l'David is it. So why do we do those two lines? Ashrei yosho v'sachol yol v'sachol. Ashrei yom shekachlo. Start from Tilo l'David. Right? Why do we add those two lines? So now we understand it. Because v'hanu Ashrei yosho v'sachol. Ashrei yom shekachlo. And also we add at the end. V'anachnu nevaraka. Lefi shepesuke de zimra. Hosu mitam shebe'arnu. Because the reasons we just said. In other words, because we want to say Ashrei three times, Ashrei Ashrei Zachol Yochzal Ashrei Mishkachol Ashrei Mishal Hashem Elokav, right? Because we say Ashrei three times in Ashrei. Because if we say Ashrei three times, as we saw in the Gemara before, person is Muftach L'Olam Shalom L'Olam Haba. Last pasuk we add on it as a summation, everything else, and also it ends with a Halleluka. So therefore, we want to end Ashrei with a Halleluka, so we put it in there because we're going to lead into the Hallelukas. Okay. So that's our introduction to what we're going to get into after that with the Kedusha of Valtzion and why Valtzion, we'll see a lot of interesting things about Valtzion and what a high level it's on for those reasons.